Time for business then with Charles. He's beginning with a fresh forecast on energy demand, Charles.
That's right, Stuart. The International Energy Agency published its annual World Energy Outlook this Wednesday, and among its key findings is the fact that they see energy demand rising much faster than overall energy growth, so meaning demand will outpace supply, boosted by the drive to build more AI data centers, as well as demand for heating and cooling and general electrification. And in a new trend, that increase in demand is as much emanating from developing countries as it is from advanced economies. To deal with that, the Paris-based organization is underlining the need for a diversified set of energy sources. They say renewables, especially solar power, will grow faster than any other major source in the next few decades. Nuclear energy will also increase by at least a third by 2035, this despite the U.S.'s move to reinvest in fossil fuels.
What about oil demand, Shell?
Well, this has been a tricky issue for the IEA to deal with. It has previously forecasted that oil would peak at the end of this decade, attracting criticisms from both the United States and from the oil-producing nations of OPEC, with the Trump administration even threatening to walk out of the agency altogether. And this year, for the first time in 5 years, the IEA has brought back the so-called current policies scenario, in which the forecast is based on policies as they currently stand, without taking into account any changes that countries are promising to make. And by this measure, their forecast on peak oil demand falls closer to what the U.S. and OPEC nations are seeing, meaning a peak around 2050. It also warned that this would lead to temperatures rising above 2 degrees Celsius at that same moment and will continue to rise. The scenario the IEA has preferred to use in recent years is the stated policies scenario, which takes into account policy commitments that have been made. In that scenario, the peak for oil demand is reached in 2030, with temperatures exceeding 2 degrees Celsius by 2060, and then 2.5 degrees by the end of the century. There's also a third scenario, which considers a world in which net zero emissions is reached by 2050. In that one, global warming peaks above the 1.5 degrees Celsius target set in Paris 10 years ago, and would slowly decline by the end of the century. The IEA, in line here with what's being said at COP30 in Brazil, that global warming now exceeding the 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold appears almost inevitable.
Let's move on now to the U.S. More pressure on lawmakers in the House to end the government shutdown there.
That pressure coming from the Trump administration's Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, warning of increased travel disruption if a funding bill is not passed soon. And ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, over 9,000 flights have been canceled since the Federal Aviation Administration ordered flight cuts last week to ease demand on control towers. Take a listen.
So if the government doesn't open, if the House doesn't do its job, I've had questions about what happens for Thanksgiving. There's a lot of Thanksgiving travel. What's going to happen during that time frame? I'm going to tell you, we are not going to get to Thanksgiving. You're going to see this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Big disruption thus far, massively more disruption as we come into the weekend if the government doesn't open. It is going to radically slow down.
Sean Duffy there. Now to France, lawmakers still hard at work on trying to agree a budget for next year.
The divided National Assembly is aiming to get the budget approved by December 31st, but a raft of amendments and haggling is slowing down the process and raising the threat of a no-confidence vote for the government of Sébastien Lecornu. This Wednesday, lawmakers will vote on the financing of France's Social Security, where the question of suspending Emmanuel Macron's controversial pension reform will be tackled. The suspension is central to an agreement struck between the government and the Socialist Party by which the Socialists will not vote to censure Lecornu if it passes. The government has expressed confidence this will pass. Discussions will then return to a bill relating to the state revenue collection, where a tax on the wealthiest households will attract considerable attention.
And we're going to end with a look at the markets from Shaw.
In Europe, at the open, we're seeing all shares trading higher. The positive momentum seen earlier this week continuing, boosted by the perspective of an end of the U.S. government shutdown. You can see the CAC 40 in Paris up 0.4%. We're also seeing a similar picture in Asia, except for the Shanghai Composite trading just below the flat line. One share in particular in focus, Japanese tech conglomerate SoftBank, seeing its shares tumble after announcing it had sold all its NVIDIA shares, the U.S. chip maker, to double down on AI investments.
John, thanks very much. Shot Bellegrano, our business editor with the latest business news for